up, people. Aaron McAree's Morning Sedition is broadcasting live from O'Neill's Restaurant on 64th Street between Broadway and Central Park West. I am Mark Maron. That is Mark Riley.
Good morning.
We got bagels and lox. Mike O'Neill put out a nice spread. Every table's got a white tablecloth. That some people have never sat at tables this nice.
That's true.
I'm talking to you, Rich. Rich, two bagels and orange juice over here.
That was an hour ago.
That was an hour ago? How many have you had, Rich? Be honest. How many bagels have you had? Someone is pointing four. Yeah, all right. Over here, we got Lawton Smalls coming up in just a few minutes, folks.
Yeah.
For you Lawton Smalls fans. Directly stage right of me is Mike Birbiglia, the comedian. You might have seen him on Comedy Central, his half-hour special there, and on the David Letterman show, and he's going to be working with me tonight.
That's right. It's going to be a great time. And I can't help but notice this guy. Is his name Rich?
Yeah, it's Rich. Rich Two Bagels.
Is that a Wu-Tang Clan shirt?
Yeah, man.
I just can't.
He's from Shaolin, man.
I can't get over the fact I've never seen someone so malfitted for a Wu-Tang shirt.
Hey, I
thematically,
feeling,
you know.
Hey, I got a question for Mike.
It's malfitting.
Yeah. It's malfitting, right? Because, you know, Mike has a journal that he writes.
That's right.
Journal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you spoke in your journal a while back to something that I think every black person in this room and every black person that's listening to us has experienced. And that is the you look just like syndrome.
Yeah, yeah.
You walk up
I
to a black
that.
Oh, yeah, you look just like whoever it is.
Yeah, I had this all. It's the worst possible scenario. I was talking about this. I write a journal. It's called My Secret. If anyone wants to know, it's on Birbigs.com. It's My Secret Public Journal.
Birbigs.com. That's
Birbigs.com. Yeah. And I write a secret public journal. It's just a travelogue. I had an awkward incident where I was with my brother, and I introduced him to a friend of mine who's black. We're at a bar, and my brother, the first thing he says to the guy is, has anyone ever told you you look like Isaiah Thomas? I was like, oh, no. You know, it's one of those situations you don't want to be there, because you can't. There should hereby be a ban on all white people telling black people they've met for the first time the other black person they happen to may or may not look like, because best case scenario, the person says yes, and there's an awkward moment of silence. The worst case scenario, they say no, and there's an awkward moment of ambiguously racist silence, wherein Mike excuses himself to go to the bar to get a Long Island iced tea for himself, a coffee for his brother, and a glass of Courvoisier for the Isaiah Thomas-looking gentleman at the end of the bar.
It's good that you're both not secretly racist, so I appreciate that.
So
you were in Montreal for the big Montreal Comedy
Festival.
Yeah,
I did the Montreal Comedy
Festival.
What a
cluster bleep that is. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You see comics. The weird thing when you're a comic and you go to one of these festivals is if you've been doing this long enough, you know comics that no one else knows. And you literally go up there and you're like, oh, my God, you're still alive? I heard you were dead. Are you still funny? You
know, and I'm like terrible at drinking, and that's all it really is drinking, right? The whole festival is just these 4 a.m. bingers.
How does that play out? I mean, that can mean a lot of things to be terrible at drinking.
Well,
Be honest. You got a problem.
No. Here's how I put it. There's like a lot of sports analogies with drinking, mm-hmm. like pregame and party foul. Mm-hmm. I have to make up my own. Like the other day, I was like, oh, I pulled a hamstring, and my friend was like, what does that mean? I was like, oh, I threw up on your couch, and then I did it again, and I was like, 30 love, but I can't drink too much. Because I become another person. Like, last year when I was drinking, I met this girl, and she gave me her number. Next day, I didn't even want to call her. I didn't feel like she met me. I felt like she met Two Drink Mike. Two Drink Mike loves dancing and knows a magic trick. Zero Drink Mike enjoys biographies and has serious opinions about wildlife. Five Drink Mike enjoys dancing with wildlife. And that's how I describe it. And I can't do any of that. I can't smoke pot either because I'm the least fun person to smoke pot with. No one wants to hang with the guy who ends every sentence with, do you guys hate me? That's what it always is. It's just very awkward. My whole life is just all constantly these awkward situations. And I have a habit of making awkward situations even more awkward. Like, I was moving a new bed into my apartment recently, and this woman who lived in the building opened the front door with her key for me. And she goes, "I'm not worried because a rapist wouldn't have a bed like that." Now, what I should have said was nothing. What I did say was, "You'd be surprised." And there's nothing you can say after that.
You guys hate me. That's a good one.
It's awkward. You know, the other awkward topic these days is movies. You know that because it's like the new religion. Like, I was talking to this girl, and I was like, "Oh, I hated that movie." And then she was like, "That movie's the reason I stopped cutting myself."
Oh.
And then I had to pull it back. I'm like, "It was pretty good. I like the ending."
Thanks a lot, man. Mike Birbiglia. He'll be at Gotham Comedy Club tonight with me. You can go to Birbigs.com to read the secret private journal of Mike Birbiglia. We're going to hook you up with a pizza book if you want to hang out and meet this guy. We're going to be giving away a couple of pizza books. We got Lawton Smalls coming up momentarily. And we're going to be talking to, Cindy Sheehan a little later in the show, and food critic Ed Levine will be here. Will Chase, star of the new Broadway musical Lennon, is going to be here. We are broadcasting live from O'Neill's Restaurant on 64th Street. Come on down. We're giving away tickets to Gotham Comedy Club. We're giving away Film Movement, DVD of the Month Club subscriptions. We're giving away pizza books. Boy, man, this is
a lot of stuff.
This is the nicest one. And by the way, if I didn't mention it already 18 times, Mike O'Neill, the guy who owns the place. Bagels and Locks on the bar. So stay with us. This morning's edition with Mark and Mark on Air America Radio.